Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were talking about the awesome power of the Lord's army. Follow along as we continue that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
It goes on to say in verse 14 of Revelation 19, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And the armies, their linens will still be white and clean when the war is over. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of cattle, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sat on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Wow. God decides to feed the birds of the air with the flesh of these armies that have committed all these atrocities. In Revelation chapter 14, verses 19 and 20, we read this. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. The estimate of that is anywhere from 150 to 200 miles. Now again, let's notice the words in verse 11 of our text. He says, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Wow. The army is the idea of a strong army, and it is, because it's the Lord's army. Executeth has the idea of ethical obligation. By his holy word given to Abraham, passed down to Isaac and on to Jacob, who is Israel. Now, he must move to preserve his promise and his word. And we're told his word is as a hammer in Jeremiah chapter 23:39. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? So heaven opened, and Christ is leading his army. The words, very terrible, in verse 11, has the idea of fear and great dread. This is the emotion and intellectual anticipation of the harm or the judgment that is coming, knowing that it is coming from Christ, God in the flesh. Listen to these words from Revelation chapter 16, verses 12 through 17. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was an earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig casteth her untimely figs, even when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the great men and rich men, the chief captains and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rock, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? And so the question in verse 11, he says there at the end, who can abide it? Revelation chapter 20, verse 14 and 15 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My friend, this is a reality, a painful reality, but a reality. Behold, Revelation 1:7 says, he cometh with cloud, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Now this book was written of Revelation in A.D. 90-something. Could have been A.D. 96, most of them say. But my friend, many of those men that pierced him were now dead. Many of those at the cross the day of the crucifixion are now dead and gone, passed off the scene. So you see, they'll look from hell, and they'll see him that they have pierced. All the kindreds of the earth shall wail of him because of him. But even so, amen. My friend, every person born into this life is born a sinner because you've inherited a sin nature from Adam. And you have a destiny of hell unless you come to Jesus Christ. My friend, you must come to Jesus Christ on his term. Oh, I hope that you'll go to our website and look up the plan of salvation. I'm going to continue here in this study, but go to our website and look at the plan of salvation. We have it in both audio form, and we also have it in a PDF file so you can read it, print it out. But we want you to know how to go to heaven. Now, let's look at verses 12 and 13. He says in verse 12, therefore, also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Now, Israel's told of the coming tribulational judgments in verses 1 through 11. But verses 12 through 19 are indicating the reason we should have for knowing he is coming and what we should do in our reaction to that knowledge. Now, by the way, learn to think of God's word in that way. Whatever the Lord says is coming, will come. Whatever the Lord says he'll do, he will do. It may not be according to your timing, but he's the great Almighty God. And Romans 14:12 tells we who are saved, still, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Or 2 Corinthians 5:9-10, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that we may receive the things done in this body, according to what we have done, whether it be good or bad. How should we react, knowing just these two passages? Although there are many more, and we can name others. But my friend, account of yourself to God. Receive the things done in this body, whether it's good or bad. You see, we're seeing in our text the compassion of God. Now, we just finished verses 10 and 11, and we see this outpoured judgment. But he doesn't leave us there, because he continues and says, repent. He's letting you know this is going to happen. Now, how are you going to react to this truth? How are you going to react to this knowledge? You need to do something. Judgment is coming. My friend, are you prepared to meet God as a Christian? Because we find in 1 John 2:28, there are going to be those who are going to be ashamed at his appearing. Saved so as by fire. Now, we could take these two verses, verses 12 to 13, and put them under the heading of turning and tearing. It is a way to tee off to a right eternity. Now, in verse 12, we see turning. After telling of the judgment to come, he instructs them what to do. Get to know God in order to know what to do with your life. It is God's compassion that makes everything possible. He makes it possible to turn to him. Now see the word now in verse 12. He says, therefore also now saith the Lord.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.